From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Final exams start next week at San Diego State University, but dozens of students won't be in class. They face prosecution after a major drug bust on campus. Over 100 people were arrested, most of them students. Andrew Phelps of member station KPBS visited San Diego State to get the reaction on campus.
Monica Allness says she's not into drugs. She plays softball at San Diego State, and she wants to stay in top shape. But she says she would have no trouble getting started.
It's so easy. Every party, if you ask somebody, no problem. Probably anything you want. Anything you want, you could probably have in a couple hours, I guarantee you, at this school.
It fits this university's reputation. SDSU is on Playboy's list of the top 10 party schools. But Monica resents the idea that drugs are somehow a San Diego problem.
You know what? I hate that because every school's a party school, you know? Like, I went on trips back to, like, Miami of Ohio. They drank more than people here. You know, it's not San Diego State. It's everyone. We just happen to get caught.
Oh, sure. I mean, access is very widespread, particularly for marijuana.
University of Michigan professor Lloyd Johnston studies drug use among young people. He's director of Monitoring the Future, a federally funded project. Johnston says overall drug use among college students is actually down. In 1980, more than half of students admitted to experimentation. Today, just one-third of college students say they've tried illegal drugs in the past year. But then he says you have to consider the legal stuff, abuse of prescription drugs, tranquilizers, sedatives, and painkillers.
And when the illegal drugs started to turn down in the late 90s, these drugs continued to rise. So the prescription drugs have become a more important part of the picture, and they have not shown very much decline yet.
College drug use is cyclical, and it never goes away. But one thing is new in the San Diego case. It's about how the dealers peddled the goods. Prosecutors say one student sent mass text messages to advertise weekend sales on cocaine. Undercover federal agents set up deals just by hitting the reply button. It couldn't have been easier.
Almost 20 years of my career, I've never seen anything that's been done on a college campus of this magnitude.
Michael Sanders of the DEA says it's unprecedented for a university to get federal agents involved in a drug bust. Prosecutors say 125 people were arrested.
Usually our job is to disrupt and dismantle major drug cartels.
The decision to bring in the feds came from SDSU President Stephen Weber. When he announced the bust this week, Weber said no college should turn a blind eye to drugs.
These individuals have preyed on students and have ruined hundreds of lives.
The accused ringleader, 19-year-old Kenneth Chiacho, is an honors student. He faces up to 6 years and 4 months in prison if convicted. Drug researcher Lloyd Johnston is not sure the bust will make a dent in the campus drug war. He says it certainly won't stop young people dying from illegal drug use.
It's very unlikely that prosecuting low-level, middle-level dealers is going to have much impact on how many people are using drugs and therefore how many are likely to end up in overdose situations.
And he says as long as there's such a huge profit to be made, putting a dealer in jail means someone else will take his place. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Phelps in San Diego.